From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said on Monday there could be more impromptu talks and summits with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Moon said what's more important than anything from the latest inter-Korean summit was that the leaders easily got in contact, easily made an appointment, and easily met to discuss urgent matters without complicated procedures and formalities, just like a casual meeting. Moon and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held the surprise meeting on Saturday, and on Sunday, U.S. and North Korean officials met to prepare for a historic meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Right-winger Ivan Duque won Colombia's first-round presidential election on Sunday, setting up a runoff next month with leftist Gustavo Petro. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
The first election since the peace accord was signed with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in 2016 now heads for a June 17 runoff to select the successor to President Juan Manuel Santos, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for ending the five-decade-old conflict. Duque has pledged to toughen the terms of the peace deal and ensure former rebels pay for their war crimes, while Petro has provoked alarm among investors with pledges to overhaul Colombia's orthodox economic policy and redistribute wealth from the rich to the poor. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
A high-level Afghan delegation visited neighboring Pakistan Sunday and discussed security as well as counterterrorism cooperation. The National Security Advisor of Afghanistan led the team of top security officials, including the country's interior minister and the intelligence agency chief, in meetings with Pakistani civilian and military leaders. This is VOA News. China told the World Trade Organization's dispute settlement body on Monday that U.S. accusations that Beijing forced companies to hand over technology as a cost of doing business in China were groundless. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused China of stealing American ideas and announced a plan for a $50 billion tariff penalty against Chinese goods. Both sides launched legal complaints at the WTO over the issue earlier this year. French President Emmanuel Macron met with Malian migrant who scaled the facade of a four-story building in the north of the capital to save a child hanging from a ledge. Mohamedou Gassama met Macron inside the French presidential palace, where the two had a quick conversation. 22-year-old Gassama told the French president how it all unfolded and how he didn't think twice to save the child. President Macron announced Gassama would become a naturalized French citizen and offered a job within the fire department. Kenya media reports that authorities have arrested the head of the National Youth Service as part of an investigation into theft of nearly $100 million. VOA's Luis Ramirez has that story.
Kenya's chief prosecutor said prosecution would begin immediately of all the suspects named in an investigation by the Director of Criminal Investigation. However, their names have not been made public yet. Privately owned Citizen Television and K24 TV reported the youth agency's director, Richard Ndubai, had been arrested along with a number of officials. The Director of Criminal Investigation said in a text message 17 people were in custody. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Subtropical storm Alberto is bringing heavy rain Monday to the U.S. Gulf Coast as well as western Cuba. U.S. National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangialosi explains what can be expected once Alberto hits land.
After landfall, we think it'll continue moving northward and weaken pretty quickly and likely become a subtropical depression tonight and then weaken to what we call a remnant low on Tuesday.
Forecasters predict sustained winds of about 100 kilometers per hour. Millions of Americans are preparing to return home from the Memorial Day holiday weekend. AP's Matt Small has that story.
The AAA says 41.5 million Americans are traveling this holiday weekend. That's nearly 5% more than last year and the most in more than a dozen years. Orlando, Florida, again tops the list of the most visited Memorial Day destinations in the U.S., based on the AAA's data, followed by Seattle, Washington. Internationally, Rome, Dublin, and London are the most popular destinations this weekend. I'm Matt Small.
And I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.